Hi, I'm Emma Dancy, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, and welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast. As we continue exploring the hat of singleness, today we're going to be discussing the topic of social media. Social media has become a huge everyday activity for many people across the globe, and it's really important as singles that we address some of the challenges that single women specifically face when coming onto a site or onto an app. When I was a single woman, I actually did a lot of social media for a while. Anything you name it, I was on it. I was really bogged down by a lot of it, and finally I took a week off and really enjoyed that, and so now I'm not on it quite as much, but I know that a lot of people really enjoy it and connect in that way and love to share what they're doing with others, and so it can be a really great thing. So going into this conversation, I just want to say that if you're on social media, this is not a bashing of it. This is more about how do you navigate seeing everybody's best and not comparing yourself, but just also learning to live in the moment.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
One of the hardest things for me was that social media is portraying everybody's best. So you're seeing all of their wonderful moments. And sometimes that made me feel like I was missing my own moments because I was so focused on what everyone else was doing. Social media was becoming an amplifier of my singleness and a stumbling block to my focus and confidence as a woman doing life without a husband. It could have been a wonderful day and I was out with a friend or enjoying my time at work, but the second that I logged on and saw someone else looking so in love with her man, I began to compare myself and I felt really frustrated and quite frankly, ungrateful. And my present moment of happiness then was stolen. So basically, when couples post all of their happy photos, they're kind of creating this reoccurring honeymoon phase for others to see. Now, if you've never heard of a honeymoon phase, it's a concept used kind of in that moment where couples are just so enthralled in each other and they have complete happiness and excitement over each other. And it's not that you don't continue to have those feelings and emotions, but it changes. And so whenever we see the sweet staged photos of romantic moments, it can be really deceiving because it might appear to a single woman that that's what it always is like, having a man in your life. And I can attest that it's not always sunsets and roses, but it is wonderful. And the hard thing about that is it can be really damaging to a single woman because if she didn't already have enough fantasies about dating and marriage from the movies and books and her own imagination, now you throw in all the fantasies that have been created through these images and social media of what a relationship looks like. The cutesy captions and romantic photos all allude to the life of friends that are living these fantasies. And yes, the posts might be happening. They might be completely accurate. But the whole story is not provided for a person to see on a social media post. The issue doesn't lie within those relationships only. Singles also fall victim to the trap of painting false images of their lives. We all desire to create a life for the public to view. The challenge is when this can become a form of idolatry. Exodus 32:1-5 says, "When the people saw that Moses delayed in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said to him, 'Come, make gods for us who will go before us, because this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him.' Aaron replied to them, 'Take off the gold rings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me.' So all the people took off the gold rings that were on their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took the gold from them, fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made it into an image of a calf. Then they said, 'Israel, these are your gods who brought you up from the land of Egypt.'" There are a few words in this that stand out to me. The fact that the Israelites quickly turned from the Lord. We can be completely pure in our intentions online and even in life. And then in an instant, we are quickly swept up by our own deceptive desires. You could be checking out this guy's profile once, and then every day, and then every hour. And if we're not careful, we too can quickly be swept up into idolizing online. Also, the fact that they made an image for themselves. We are in the business of creating profiles for ourselves. Sure, they're for others to view and enjoy, but I would say that our profiles are probably at least 90% for our own pleasure. There are three actions that the people of Israel took that we can compare in regards to our online presence today. First of all, they bowed down to it. God's chosen people made the decision to give their efforts and praise to false gods. When we are online, we have to check ourselves to make sure that we're not bowing down to ourselves or to any other human being. Is our social media the first thing we check when we wake up? Is it the last thing we look at before we go to sleep at night? Does it consume our thoughts and our time? The second thing that the Israelites did is they sacrificed to the golden calf. Israel not only created the idol, they continued to feed it. They poured themselves into worshiping the false gods. Online, we must be on our guards. We need to make sure that we are not buying into the self-obsessed and other obsessed culture that we live in today. Sacrificing to our own profiles could include our personal pride in the amount of time given to building our names, the number of times we take selfies to get the perfect picture, and sacrificing to others' profiles might include constant words of adoration, liking everything of theirs, giving large amounts of time viewing a guy's material. The third thing that the Israelites struggle with that I connected with social media is they replaced the one true God. Israel, these are your gods who you brought up from the land of Egypt. When we start to view social media as our saving grace, we are in a pit of idolatry. Just as Israel tried to erase the work of God in their lives, the moment our online world or a guy's profile becomes number one, we boot out God. And in a sense, we're saying we don't need him. We just need ourselves, a huge following, and other people to follow online. Yes, 1,000 followers. Yes, 300 likes on that picture. Yes, he looked at my story. Just as the Israelites seemed to be celebrating all of their victories, Moses knew that it was actually a cry of defeat. It is sad to think that we might be celebrating over these victories that are actually cries of our own defeat. That guy I am crushing on keeps viewing my stories. Defeat. I am finally at my goal for profile likes. Defeat. We can become so excited about fading moments. None of our personal gains or obsessions seem like defeat in the beginning. But over time, when they own us, we realize that true victory is far away from the place in which we have landed. I find it really valuable that Moses went down the mountain and met his nation where they were at in the current idolatry. He did not sugarcoat it. He acknowledged it. And then he still went on their behalf to go back up the mountain and get the next set of the Ten Commandments. This makes me reflect on the fall of mankind. While our Creator had a beautiful covenant with us to not eat from the tree, but to enjoy the abundance of every good thing available in the garden, Adam and Eve sinned by making their own way and indulging in man-made solutions for their desires. They were punished for their sins and kicked out of the garden. But then we see a loving and a merciful God walking in the garden, coming to reach out to them in the midst of their sin and loving them. He had to fulfill the consequences of their sin, rightly so, but he still loved them. I cannot decide what will help you live out your best life of selflessness and freedom. Only the Holy Spirit can guide each one of us. My friend Madison prayerfully moved forward with a young man who reached out to her online. She was guided by the peace of God and the genuine nature of his approach and pursuit. Following a time of dating, the couple is now married. Our Lord is able to use any means to accomplish his purposes, and this includes the internet, or dating apps, or social media. Her story may not be the same as mine or yours, but it's important to be open to the variety of ways in which God works, and to be sensitive to his leading. Always remember, when it comes to online, smart dating is God's way. Be safe with who you let into your life from a profile. Be on your guard, because the enemy wants to destroy the work of God. Maybe you're called to be on social media. Go in with your armor and be prepared to see necessary boundaries to guard your heart and mind so that you can fulfill your calling. Perhaps you're like me, though. Maybe you need to pull away in order to have true victory. Don't be afraid to walk the narrow path. People may not always understand your decisions, but where the Lord leads, his blessings will follow. For us to reflect on, I want you to listen to these questions and just let me share with you some thoughts as we close today so that you can think on these things this week. Questions for you to ask in general, but especially with social media, would be, does this honor God? Is this edifying or destructive? And are people better versions of themselves because of it? Now, we can't control the decisions that others make, but whatever we're putting out, whatever we're displaying, however we're living our lives, we want that to honor the Lord and edify others. We want to love God and love people. Scripture says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So, sister, I pray that you have an amazing week. I want to close us out in prayer so that we can prepare for the week ahead and that we can combat the enemy in social media. And if God is calling you to be on social media or to do dating apps, that God would go before you. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you are the God over all. You are God over technology, and you can use it for our good and your glory. So, Lord, I pray anyone who's listening under the sound of my voice who is seeking to bless you and bless others through their social media, would you encourage them and motivate them? Those who need to have stricter boundaries and protection to guarding their hearts in more effective ways, Lord, would you convict their spirits? Would you enable them to be brave to walk that narrow path? Lord, we just thank you that you are the one who can use anything, that we are surrendered to you. Please forgive us for our idolatry of ourselves and of others. Lord, no one deserves number one but you. We pray that this would be a reminder that we keep you first, Lord. Amen. I hope that you have an amazing week and that you join me back as we wrap up the Hat of Singleness next week.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.